If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite to the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Well, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Oh, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay, or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. Yeah.
I didn't realize we have a voluntary system. I thought it was just taken out of the check.
As long as you let them force you.
Oh, because I think they take it out of the check before you even see it.
Yes, they do.
A voluntary system would mean that you get it all and that you voluntarily pay it.
Yeah.
Right? That was old Harry Reid. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad he's not in it anymore.
That was an amazing clip,
yeah,
though.
I mean, he's been replaced by even worse. But you know what? He was a nightmare. Nightmare, yeah. Harry Reid. Oh, wow. Anyway, it's a voluntary system that you're forced to do.
Oh, we don't have to.
That
pay.
Totally makes sense. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Just trying to make sense of what's going on in the world today. Oh, wow. Big news day always, isn't it? I welcome Uncle Milty. How are you?
Good. A lot going on.
And from Smollett to CNN to, boy, where do you want to start? So Smollett was let off.
Yep, he was.
Yeah.
All 16.
He claimed and perpetrated an entire fraud and completely let off, like as if nothing happened, right?
Yeah.
Is that my understanding there in Chicago?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, there's an interesting thing about this, mm-hmm. though.
What's that?
The city mm-hmm. of Chicago, or the Cook County, uh-huh. whichever is in charge here,
right,
can't just keep his money. There had to have been a plea agreement mm-hmm. that nobody's talking about, that he pleaded guilty to right. something, mm-hmm. and they said, okay, and the fine's going to be your $10,000,
right?
And then the rest of it will get whitewashed.
Yeah.
That was the plea agreement.
His record wiped clean,
yep,
even.
That's the plea agreement.
Hmm.
But it had to be a plea agreement, otherwise they couldn't just keep the money.
Right. Wow. He pleaded not guilty to 16 counts. 16 counts is a lot of counts.
Yeah.
Of disorderly conduct for allegedly lying to police about a hate crime. Allegedly? I'm pretty sure he did that. I don't know how alleged that is anymore. I think the whole world noticed.
Even if out of the 16 he was yeah. only convicted of one of the charges.
Right, right.
He'd be going to prison.
Yeah. So, wow. So he's got some good attorneys, huh? On his way, can he afford those? Anyway, good attorney. So all criminal charges against him were dropped and his record wiped clean. Not just dropped, wiped clean. That's interesting.
The head of the police department mm-hmm. is irate.
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel came out with a big speech about
really?
How wrong this is.
Rahm Emanuel.
How wrong this is.
One of the most hated people in Chicago. Really?
Yep. I thought he wasn't going to run again.
sounds like he might change his mind.
Yeah,
the political posturing. Interesting. It's pretty sad. I mean, we're in a time when it would be nice to see anyone have to deal with their actions and have to pay for those actions. We just had a report come out, and of course, two and a half years of lying. Mm-hmm. Absolute lying to our face that there was cold hard evidence. We knew at the time, you could tell.
Of course, you could tell
in the way that they worded it, something was off. But and we also knew that Russian collusion hadn't taken place. I don't know. You'd have to have a brainstem only in America to not have understood that was made up in that last pitch a tent to try and prove something on Trump somewhere, somehow. And they won't rest until they can find they won't rest until they can find a lie. But I think this is so interesting that we're supposed to. I see a lot of articles with conservatives going, "We just want an apology." No. There needs to be more than just an "I'm sorry."
Absolutely.
This is getting ridiculous. And in the Smollett case too, people were saying this is tit for tat. This is basically because of the Mueller. No, the Mueller report is the Mueller report, right? And what happened didn't happen. The whole thing was a nothing burger. It has nothing to do with Smollett. This isn't a tit for tat. This is just him being let off.
The Smollett, thing is to get our minds off the Mueller report.
Yeah.
Because listen, this is David Axelrod.
Mm-hmm.
David Axelrod tweeted, "Unless some better explanation surfaces, here's the lesson of this weird turn in the Smollett case. You can contrive a hate crime, make it national news, get caught, and if you are a well-connected celebrity, get off for $10,000 and have your record expunged and files sealed." That's David Axelrod.
Yeah.
Is Hillary's right hand, you know, saying that.
Right.
They're trying to cover something up with this.
Yeah. They want the outrage to go here. You're right on that. Absolutely. So the Cook County Attorney's Office, after reviewing all the facts and circumstances of the case, which we all saw go down, right? I mean, this wasn't like we don't know what happened, including Smollett's volunteer service in the community. I didn't know he was such an award-winning volunteer.
That counts too.
Really? I didn't know he was serving at the soup kitchen every 5 minutes.
I got off for bank robbery once
serving soup. Lucky you. And so they said, because of his volunteer service in the community, an agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago. There you go.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That we believe the outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to this case. He posted $10,000 bond. He forfeited his bond to be released from jail. So he paid his way out. Interesting.
Probably pleaded guilty to a little misdemeanor.
Yeah, I don't know, though. His record was wiped clean.
Well, yeah, there's no way to find out what they did, is there? Funny how that happens a lot.
Yeah, and you're right. It's to turn the outrage, selective outrage in this country, right? Because now you have even liberals coming out and something we're unified on, but, you know, for the sake of unity.
The funny part of this is that they've created more of the same outrage.
Yeah.
Covering up, hiding.
Yep.
Backdoor deals.
When we all saw it go down in real time, so there was no hiding what he did.
It's no different from all the other outrage.
Yeah, you're right.
Snaky, conniving, back dealing.
Yeah.
The only thing missing is the cigar smoke.
So 888-673-1450. So he thanked his friends and family and the incredible people of Chicago. Why did he thank them? Everybody wanted him to pay for this.
Yeah.
And all over the country who have prayed for him. I don't know how many there were, but I doubt that there were many. Absolutely, with what he did, there should have been a consequence of some sort other than 10 grand.
Kate. I prayed that while he was in prison, he would be comfortable at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not abused, anyway.
Right. It's baffling, just completely baffling. Because does color make a difference in this case? Is the way that this went down?
I always believed that according to our law, we were all entitled to equal protection under the law.
That's what it's supposed to stand for.
So therefore, if a black homosexual can be treated this way, every one of us should be treated this way.
Right, right. And I see people in prison for decades.
For less.
Somehow the equality of law thing is not working out.
Doesn't happen too much.
Mm-hmm. And CNN coming out and saying that, I couldn't believe this one. After the 2-year lying hoax that we've been, we're talking, the people were coming unglued and crying on TV and crying that they didn't get the results they wanted after this whole 2-year fraudulent experience in the press, CNN came out and said, "We aren't investigators. We're basically talking heads with nice teeth and we read the script." Yeah, we all knew that. But you're still responsible, whether you're an investigator or not, for reading that script. You're still responsible for perpetuating the lies.
It It actually,
I guess that's supposed to exonerate them?
Yeah, sure. It actually is a little deeper than just CNN. It was Jeff Zucker that said that.
Right.
We are not investigators. We are journalists.
What?
Apparently, they didn't know that either.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Chicago, that idling town. Craig from Chicago.
Hi, Craig.
What a great thing. One of the newsmakers in Chicago looked up that this Kim Fox, the state's attorney who exonerated this character, was supported by Mr. Soros.
Mm.
That was one of his big, he was a big supporter. And this girl, you know, she won and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's just one of the things that came up out of this thing.
Interesting.
What an exciting day, you know.
Yeah, The Cook County State's Attorney's Office, is that what you're talking about? The main
Crooked
person there?
Crooked County.
I love it. Oh, Craig, I'm so glad you weighed in on this. Thank you. I'm sure you guys are reeling from this. Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
Bye.
Oh, Craig from Chicago. Well,
you know,
why does that not surprise me?
There's a lot that goes on in Chicago that you don't hear about unless you live there.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of problems within Chicago, and I know that so many good people that live there that just they're just consistently shaking their head and can't believe some of the news we have to talk about on this show, and this is probably one of them. I never thought in a million years he'd have his record wiped clean and get off totally. That is pretty darn amazing, and you know they should be so embarrassed because this played out in front of everybody. So. It's not like people don't know, and you've got two sides to a case that have kind of been out of view, right? Everybody knew what happened here, so this wasn't a hard one to figure out. Wouldn't you be embarrassed if you were Crooked County? Wouldn't you be embarrassed to be Cook County right now to exonerate this?
You would think.
Yeah. And they're just hoping that everyone forgets about it by tomorrow. We'll have to see what the next big news story is tomorrow. But CNN coming out and even just saying we're not investigators, is that their excuse? I guess that's the excuse.
We're not investigators. We're journalists.
We're journalists. Journalists who don't do their job. Journalists who don't do anything but read a script. Journalists who don't do anything but sit and look pretty. And in some cases, not so pretty. But that's their... That's their whole shtick. It's yeah, we lied and we became unglued and we said things and accusations that weren't true and we did all of this in the public eye. Can you all just forget about that? We shouldn't be held at any sort of accountability whatsoever. This is just the start. This is just the start of this.
Yeah.
And we better demand better as American citizens than what we're getting. I'll tell you that.
Please.
Much. Yeah.
Please demand better.
There's a reason they can't even get a million eyeballs to watch them in the entire nation out of 330 million people. And there's a reason for all the press doing this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. And thank your local station for putting this show on. And, of course, you can support the show through Patreon or through PayPal. You can go to katedalyradio.com. Three words, katedalyradio.com. Thank you for those of you that support the show. It's the reason that we're here. And also, we're going to have to view media so differently in the future. I just can feel it. So many things on our minds today. Uncle Milty and I, we're going to be talking about the wall. There's some kind of interesting things about the wall that I want to bring up. Some research I did. And also, I want the questions that nobody's asking about. And I really want to get to those in the next hour. And also, a new executive order that's coming. We want to talk about that. Before we get there, We are still on the subject of CNN's big excuse for lying for 2 years and ratcheting people up into a frenzied nightmare over Russia. we're not investigators. Don't blame us. We're just journalists. We just sit here. So don't make us responsible for telling the truth. You okay with that?
Not
I'm
hard.
Not okay with no. that. How many times do they have to tell something in order for people to accept it as truth? And there's a particular phenomenon in the nature of human cognition, right? It is called illusory truth effect. Describes the way people are more likely to believe something is true after hearing it said so many times that it becomes a reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
There was a study done at McMaster University in Hamilton, Canada. And what they came out with was, depending on how good of a memory you have for trivia determines how fast you will believe a lie after it's repeated.
Are you serious?
The better your memory for trivia, the less likely you are to be convinced something is true just because it keeps being repeated.
Oh, my gosh.
So the guys that win Jeopardy,
they don't
fall for that, Fred.
You never thought the game shows in your life would play a part, right? In determining what you believe and what you don't. There's a familiar feeling that we experience, I guess, in the illusory truth effect. When hearing something we've heard before, it feels very similar to our experience of knowing that something is true. So when we hear a familiar idea, its familiarity provides us with something called cognitive ease, which is that's why I played that song, relaxed, unlabored state we experience when our minds aren't working hard at something. And we also experience cognitive ease when we're presented with a statement that we know to be true. When you really think about this, boy, is there a lot of truth to this. Because think about the things, the button points, the sound bites that you hear over and over again. Let me play this for you. This was a woman sitting on a plane. When she sat down, she started berating the passenger next to her. She was in the middle seat, her and her husband, and this Trump supporter with his Trump shirt never even said a word. She started berating him and being mean to him. So the airline stewardess, do you still call them stewardesses? What do you call them? And the airline person. I don't even know the gender pronoun anymore either. The stewardess, we'll go with that, came over and basically said, is there a problem? You know, and she said, I won't sit next to him. I won't sit next to him. And let me share with you what came out of this woman. So here's the guy. He's talking to the stewardess, and he's saying, she is berating me, and I don't know why. I don't know her from Adam. Okay?
Here's flight attendant.
Flight attendant. Sorry. Jeez. I still call them stewardesses. They're just going to have to get over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here we go.
She has called me names and insulted me just for sitting down in the seat saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Is there going to be a problem?
Is there going to be a problem? She wants to change seats.
I'm going to get somebody, you don't have that right.
She says you don't have a right to do that.
You pretend you have a wall of high ground, but you put that man's finger on the knee of your butt.
She said, you pretend you have the moral high ground, but you put that man's finger on a nuclear button. How many times did we hear that in the press? And here you go. Especially CNN, Fox, all of them said this. Okay, wait.
You pretend you have the moral high ground, but you put that man's finger on the nuclear button. That man doesn't believe in climate change. Do you believe in gravity?
That man doesn't believe in climate change. Do you believe in gravity? As if the two are interchangeable. As if in the same conversation, whenever you're talking climate change, you should also talk about gravity.
Mm-hmm.
It makes zero. Do. Yeah. I mean, don't you? It always makes sense, right? Okay. So Trump believes in normal, cyclical climate change, just not human caused. And his finger isn't on the nuclear button, nor has any president's finger been on the nuclear button. Can you think of a time when it was actually on the nuclear button? Because I've heard this over and over again. See, these are the sound bites. This woman was in a rage. She was all worked up. She eventually was escorted off the plane by police officers because she wouldn't shut up. She kept berating him on the way out, and everybody started clapping as this woman left. They started clapping. Okay, that she was taken off the plane.
That was the best part.
When I hear the sound bites, and who's responsible for the sound bites? The news.
Mm-hmm.
The news. Who else fed those sound bites to anybody?
Just the news.
The only common denominator giving out those sound bites was the news. They are solely responsible for illusory truth. They are solely responsible for giving everybody a sound bite and saying it so many times that you actually believe it.
And it's provable because you can look at the montages
yeah.
and say, yep, there they are saying exactly word for word the same thing.
Isn't that the truth? So we have this tendency to select for cognitive ease because it's just easier, which is why confirmation bias is a thing, believing ideas that don't cause cognitive strain. We wouldn't want any strain. So we go with what's easy. And if somebody's repeating it, then you think, well, this is the news agency. They're repeating it for a reason because it's true. Trump must spend all of his time with his finger an inch from the button, ready to push it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is dumb and can't push that button if he were so called to do. Right? You can't trust this man. He's insane. Right? Isn't that what they kept selling us?
Yes, of course.
So many times that people with Trump derangement syndrome need that cognitive ease to take in what CNN and sometimes Fox and all these different outlets, and MSNBC, another one, are telling them. So that's all they can regurgitate. And so the Trump syndrome, derangement syndrome, comes from this cognitive ease that you have to possess in order to not think, to take this in and then somehow incorporate that into a truth without asking a singular question. Crazy. This is insane.
It is.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I'm trying to imagine what that household is like.
I can't either. Woo.
Well, I mean, you know, she was doing all the talking and her husband had his hand on his sternum.
Yes.
You know, like a person was going, oh, I've got the vapors. You know, he's just so upset by this whole mess.
Yeah.
Not a peep out of that guy.
I know. And
what a show. I mean, it's kind of a gift because it's just so entertaining.
It really is. I mean, it was strange to watch her. She didn't even have a point that merited any fact or merited
didn't
any kind of conclusion.
Her.
Nothing.
I'd say that these people are faking us out, except everybody knows that person who is a nonstop talker once you get them rolling.
Uh-huh.
And they dominate the conversation. And if you, I brought it up to a few people over my long life, mm-hmm. and they don't see it.
I know.
I tend to think that these people really are deranged, and I can't understand.
Well, I think it's cognitive ease.
No logic mm-hmm. will get to them.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think it's cognitive ease, and this, I think, explains, it's the ability that people do possess that say, I just don't want to have to think too hard. I just want to be told. What should I believe in? What should I do? How should I think? And people were so open to that. And so the problem that I have is that, well, and we'll get to this in the next hour, too, when we talk about the wall, is that we never stop to ask the questions, I think, that need to be asked, or a lot of people out there. I actually think this audience listening, I think you ask a lot of questions. So this isn't directed to you when I say you. What I'm talking about is the people in America. There's a group of people in America, specifically a quarter of Americans, maybe less, maybe even 10 to 15% that are in the derangement syndrome, I think. I'm just trying to be fair. There's probably 10 to 15%. Don't you think?
I think you're generous there.
Yeah?
I think it's a little more than that. Yeah. I think 25% is
so you think I'm being
closer.
Conservative. Okay.
Yeah.
It could be.
I think it's closer to 25% are off in La La Land.
Okay. Maybe so. And so the movement away from cognitive ease has resulted in checking Twitter. You know, there were some calls that basically said today, I think it was CNN, that said, don't check Twitter or you won't see the truth about the election. Okay.
Yeah.
sounds good. They're so irresponsible. I wish that there were things that they had to account for in what they spew and what they put out there, because they honestly are not taking any responsibility for the lying, and it's so out of hand now. They're playing on this cognitive ease of people. They're playing on it. They're taking advantage of it now.
Of course.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm just wondering, now that Trump got elected and now that his impeachment isn't happening, do you guys know anybody that has a good cry room on a university campus? Because I'm just not able to handle reality. We had cry rooms with the election. Can we have a cry room?
Yes.
The impeachment's not going to happen.
Yeah, and the report. Yes, thank you for that. It's right next to the therapist's office.
Yeah.
You know they're having to bring in more therapists for the kids. So they have cry room, therapist room. That's kind of how it's working in the universities. Yes, we're at that point. It's pretty sad.
It is sad.
And so just, I think it's actually kind of nice, though, to put a name on it. The illusory truth, the ability that we have when we're in a relaxed state to just take in the lies. And should news have to be more accountable? I think that it should always be left to the people, that the people need to turn off the people that aren't holding themselves accountable for the lies they spew, and that it should be people driven. It should not be government retained or government directed or government anything. I think that we, the people, need to turn off media that is inaccurate, that lies, that says, you know, basically shove stuff out there that they know isn't true so that you'll take away the soundbite and become deranged. If the people turn off their eyeballs and stop watching, I think that is the way we police it. Because a lot of people would say, bring in the feds to police this sort of line, that no one's taking accountability. Absolutely not. The government's been behind this lying for a long time, and they get their marching orders a lot from the Pentagon on what to report on. Let's be real. So no, you don't need more government involvement. You need less. And we also need people to start to pull themselves out of this relaxed cognitive state in which they'll take in anything and believe it. And we need people to start critical thinking procedures. How do we do that? How do we do that? Like, didn't we get a call yesterday that was talking about a billionaire? Oh, Pesta was saying billionaires need to rework news and present something out there. People that are just trying to, people that care about it are just trying to fight for truth. But you know what? That's what we have. We do have talk radio for this, to flesh out the ideas, to talk about the ideas in more detail, to ask better questions. And thank goodness at least for that. What would we do without that? You're not going to get it on social media. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get truth in a lot of places.
Not hardly.
And if people are telling the truth, they're going to be cut from social media. So what are we going to do? And that would mean, I think, turning off eyeballs on mainstream news. Anyway, be right back. A couple of things on my mind. An executive order that might be coming out. It's kind of interesting. Goes along the lines of what we've been talking about on the show last month. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Wait on every bed, and they all winning streak, may it never end. So roll the dice, boy, 'cause my money's on you. Take my advice now, put your money down.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. I have Uncle Milty with me, and we were just talking about just the Smollett thing. He was released, wiped clean, and not going to have to pay for perpetuating a hoax. And we have the Mueller report, which is, of course, accurate, and everybody's having a meltdown in Hollywood and on CNN, crying, meltdown for the last week. And so it's been kind of an interesting spectacle to watch. And I played the tape of the lady on the plane, berating a Trump supporter. And I thought, civility. We're in a strange world right now. We're believing a lot of these things that are coming off the press to basically push lies and push them so many times we believe them. And we have so much to talk about in this hour. In the next hour, I'm going to tackle the wall a little bit. I want to ask questions that aren't being asked right now. But we have a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate and Uncle Milton.
Hi there. Hi there. Good. How are you? What's on your mind?
Fine. I got three things for you
sure.
That I'll roll through here. The first thing, this kind of goes along with a friend of mine I was talking to yesterday who said that he had to get after his daughter. He said, now his son came out totally different, but his daughter started in on this hurt feeling stuff when he started getting after her and, about different things. And he said, I got news for you. He said, you better get over that hurt feeling stuff, because he said when you get out in the world is not going to treat you so nice, so get used to it.
Right.
And so, mm-hmm. yeah, this is coming out of the schools, definitely, among other places. But,
yeah.
In addition to the media and every place else. Now, a couple of positives, because okay. we're always into solutions.
Sure.
Number two, thank you for, once again, on the issue of Dynalube. My wife, Trish, and I got another couple involved mm-hmm. with Dynalube, and they are just happy as they can be.
I'm so glad to hear that. I have it in my cars, too. I love it. I love it. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for
Absolutely.
That. Anything else you got, Happy?
Yeah, the third one that I want to mention to mm-hmm. you is another positive.
Mm-hmm.
A guy started checking in on my own radio show who is out of South Carolina that I wanted to alert you to. I mean, it's not often you run into a listener that's really going after solutions, but I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share this guy with you. His name is Mike Dezino.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike started listening to my show, and unbeknownst to me,
mm-hmm.
the guy is a very talented guy, and I just want to alert you to his website for the sake of time, and you guys can investigate it. You might want to have this guy on your show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
His website, he's a blind guy. His mm-hmm. name is, his website is americasblindtradesman.com.
Wow. Okay. Perfect. We'll check it out.
And if you go up there, he's got videos up there of stuff that he's doing, but the main reason that I bring him up is because one of the things he wants to start doing is he wants to tour 50 different cities this year
mm-hmm.
Trying to get people interested in the trades, because he said one of the problems, because of so many people sending their kids to college, mm-hmm. the trades like plumbing and carpentry and heating and cooling are severely lacking.
I agree with you. That's why I've urged my boys to get a trade. Yep, I totally agree.
Yeah, so if you guys get a chance, go up there to his website. He's got contact information there, but you may want to interview him.
You got it. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that and the heads up.
You bet. God
Thank
bless.
You. Thank you for that. We'll take another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, just wanted to relate just personal experience of why I stopped following regular news media.
Sure.
Originally from upstate New York, okay. Rochester, and Gannett newspapers, during the second term of Bill Clinton, they mm-hmm. touted his first accomplishment, big accomplishment, was 100,000 cops on the street, which was never provable. But they touted right. that as why he should be elected. He
oh,
did
wow.
that. And then the other one was main media, mm-hmm. TV,
right.
for a year said that January 1st, 2000 was the millennium, was mm-hmm. the 21st century. They got it absolutely wrong for a year. I argued with people. It
right.
was finally Ted Koppel, I think it was, on January 1st, 2001, who said, oh, and by the way, this is the real millennium. But they touted that for a year, that was,
right.
because they just follow what people want to believe.
They yep. do.
They follow a template. They're not newsmakers.
I totally agree with you. If we just turn them off, they don't have the eyeballs. They actually would cease to exist at some point because they wouldn't
well,
have
the thing
numbers.
Is, I still follow them just to see what is being said, not
mm-hmm.
that I believe anything. And
yeah.
and once again, like you were saying, 25% of the people, 300 million people. The thing that we got to remember is, yeah, there's 300 million people. How many of them are maybe 15 and over?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
assuming, you know, 33% are under 15.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. if you're talking 25% of the voting public, we have a problem.
Yeah, we do have a big old problem, don't we? It is.
Yeah,
it,
and
it
then
is.
We have the kids coming up being indoctrinated.
Yeah.
You know,
it's huge.
Shakespeare got it wrong. Instead of killing all the lawyers, it should have been first we find all the liberal women of childbearing years.
Well, they're not procreating to the degree that, so that maybe
oh,
that's
true.
Maybe
that's
a plus.
We have that caveat.
I really appreciate your call. Thank you. I really
All
really
right.
Do.
Have a good
Thank
one.
You. Upstate New York. Thank you so much.
You know, yeah. I grew up in Rochester.
I know you did. I know
yep.
you did.
Went to public school 31.
Wow.
And we used to go as one of the field uh-huh. trips every year to a
yep.
place called Mendon Ponds.
Mendon Ponds.
And it was a ball. It was a bunch of ponds. You could go swimming, and I guess it's a big deal park now.
Yeah.
But when we were young, it was like going out into the wilderness.
Right. That's you funny. Know.
Yeah.
Well, let me just give you this. Google, Oh, Google. Partners to fund new local media sites. They're launching a local experiment project. So this was 10 hours ago this came out. An effort to fund dozens of new local news websites around the country, eventually the world. Of course, this tech giant says it will have no editorial control over the sites. And if you believe that, I have oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you. And will be built by partners at Selects. So there's the caveat, just so we're all listening, which will be built by partners at Selects. Well, of course, it's going to select its partners, and mm-hmm. it's going to do its bidding through them. That's how it works. So why does this matter? Well, the big tech companies like Google and Facebook are blamed for the demise of local news business models, right? And now they're both trying to fix a problem. And so this will be interesting to see how this changes it. And I don't think for the better. Have you seen anything come out of... Well, first of all, ask yourself why Google became so big overnight. There's the first clue. There's the first clue. And I know all of you are shaking your heads. You know this. But a lot of people in America don't. So ask yourself how these companies get to be as big as they are. How they get so many eyeballs and so polished. And the one that everyone talks about. What became the new verb? Google it. Right? Google it. Okay. There's no accident to that. There's a lot of proof going back to its funding and everything else, but there's no accident. And then they become the arbiter of your results that you're searching for in a search engine. There's no accident there. We all know that. And now they want to control, and I'm sorry, but they will end up controlling editorial boards for local news.
Sure.
And that is going to be a huge problem because we've said over and over on the show, as far as solutions go, one of the things that we can still do to create some sort of common sense in this country, to understand what common sense is to put forth op-eds like crazy. If patriots, if people were truly doing this, and I mean real Americans, not pseudo-Americans, American in name only, but I'm talking real Americans wrote op-ed pieces to help try to educate some of the masses, to put themselves out there like that, to do that. It doesn't take a whole lot. Uncle Milty's done it plenty of times. Then we can surely at least educate in that way, because you have a captive audience that's reading that, that wants to, you know, be engaged. Maybe instead of social media wars, maybe op-ed pieces are a better way to do it, and take your point and then basically make that point in an op-ed to educate. If we educated people more on the Constitution, if we educated them back on the roots and the principles of our country, maybe we could do some great education there. So this is so sad, because as they control this, that will no longer be a voice of the people. And right now it's even controlled by the newspapers that are very liberal. Mm-hmm. So we're already up against. In fact, when people have their stuff printed, they'll usually, I've had people message me and go, I can't believe they printed my article because they're so liberal. But sometimes they like that for the numbers game. These people won't do that at all. These people won't introduce any other thought, just like they do on Twitter, getting rid of everybody that has another thought. So there's that. And I just wanted to bring that up, that that's the direction it's going in. Your news brought to you by Google. How fun. Who's not on board with that? Also, Trump. Trump is planning an executive order to study the risks of EMPs.
Interesting.
Oh, haven't we been talking about this in the last month? Felt like this is something coming. You know, on the heels of yet again more hacking with the airlines, more what we believe to be hacking, but they're having a lot of issues with having planes that are made to stay on the ground. They're having a lot of issues with their computer systems. Uh-huh. How many problems have we had in the last 5 years? It's been a little insane.
And what... You know,
so we have all these industries that are computer systems. We're having a lot of industries with this.
They need to disconnect. When a plane's in flight, it needs to be disconnected from Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. Are these trial runs for bigger industries? Well, that's where my mind goes, but your mind might go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So there's a growing number of national security experts. I love that phrase. I could have a million jokes on just that phrase alone. But national security experts see an EMP attack on the U.S. electricity grid as one of the greatest terror threats facing the country right now. Now, when you see that, when I see a headline like that, number one, I expect legislation to be pouring through that erodes our rights. Okay, that erodes our what's supposed to be government protected rights in fear of, or in lieu of the safety measures they want to provide or the control over the internet. So there's, we always have to keep that in mind, of course. And believe me, we've had so many hits on that. It's not even funny. But the DOD decided in late January of 2017 to defund a congressional committee that had been studying EMP since 2001.
Yep. Henry F. Cooper was the chairman of that committee. They had their last meeting in August of 2017.
Yep.
And he recommended the president do an executive order to implement these EMP commission recommendations.
That's interesting. So this just barely came out today, and he's preparing to sign an executive order meant to help deal with potential electromagnetic pulse events. I don't know why there has to be an executive order, I guess, for this, but in any case, look at it from both sides. I think there's a lot there that needs to be addressed as far as what are we going to see through. The legislators love to pounce on this to create more legislation for us, but there is a real threat here, and that's why we've been bringing it up on the show. What do you do in an EMP?
And I agree, though. I don't see the need for an executive.
Why not
just implement it through the Department of Defense?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, right?
No, it kind of doesn't, unless there's a reason they can't implement it right now through the DOD.
Interesting. Hi, caller, you have about 30 seconds.
That's all I need. To any listeners out there who still harbor thoughts that their government does anything for them good and cares about them at all, they have known since the first nuke testing when... first bomb, that electronics were knocked out by these bombs. And that is, what, 70-some, 80 years ago? Somewhere.
Yeah.
They've known about this. And yet, I mean, that should have been a priority right then and there. If this war between, threatened war between the U.S. and Russia was real.
Yes.
And we were really under threat. They would have made it a priority to get this through, that everything had to be shielded, whatever can be done. And they haven't done it.
I know.
Folks, they haven't done it.
Thank you for that.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, he's absolutely right.
I know.
And I kind of look at it very much like nuclear war. It's never going to happen for this reason. We're going to attack back. If somebody EMP'd us, we'd EMP them. And the whole world would be without electronics. Whoop-de-doo.
Okay. All right. And then I think, to target certain cities, I can see doing that, though. I can.
I don't know that you can do that. I think EMPs are a little broader range than just attacking a city.
Okay. If you took down 10 electrical grids to some pretty large cities, would you have some severe problems? Possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be able to usher in more martial law? Would you be able to do a lot of things you couldn't do before?
Sure you could.
Just throwing that out there. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll take your calls on that, too. We got phones lighting up. And then also, I want to talk about the wall, too. Questions that aren't being asked. Be right back.